if Democrats win control of one House of Congress or the other in a few days, if they win, they will be in a position to influence government policies that can affect the economy. To find out what they say they'll do, what they might actually do, we turn to David Wessel, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal. David, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the Democratic economic agenda?
Well, the Democrats are often very clear on what they're against, but they've not been definitive on what they are for. But you can begin to see the outlines of what their priorities are, and a couple of them are raising the minimum wage, which is actually popular with some Republicans, and running a federal government budget that has a smaller deficit and probably relies more on taxes from upper-income people than the current government does.
Does that mean tax increases for upper-income people?
Well, the president's tax cuts expire at some point, and the Democrats have a choice. Do they try and roll them back now, or do they leave current law in place and worry about that fight later in 2008, 2009, 2010? That's what Charlie Rangel, who's going to be chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee if the Democrats take the House, says he wants to do, the latter.
So we have all this rhetoric about whether Democrats will raise your taxes, lower your taxes. We don't fully know the answer to that, but we do know that Democrats opposed the tax cuts of the last few years and would not mind if some of them went away.
That's right, and they've been explicit in that in their campaign propaganda.
At the same time, Democrats have talked about lowering taxes or changing the tax code for some Americans. Are there serious proposals there?
Well, there are some proposals lurking around. It's likely, though, that given their spending priorities and given their insistence that they're going to try harder to balance the budget than President Bush and the Republicans have, it's unlikely, it seems to me, that there will be any significant tax cuts in the next couple of years.
What else can Democrats do that might affect the economy one way or the other?
Well, there's lots the Democrats can do that could affect the economy. One area is energy, giving better tax breaks or spending more on ethanol to get to a more energy-independent nation, doing something to tweak the way fuel efficiency standards work to make cars more efficient, dealing with the global warming issue, which seems to be very high on some of the Democrats' agenda. Another big thing is health care. It's not clear to me what the Democrats actually can do here, but they're talking a lot about somehow improving the Medicare prescription drug benefit by somehow finding a way to muscle down the prices that drug companies charge. And they're also very interested in expanding the government safety net for people who don't have insurance on the job.
Could that actually make the economy better or worse?
Well, the answer to that is yes.
I give you a multiple choice question.
If you do it the wrong way, it can slow economic growth and make things more complicated. If you do it the right way, it might make the economy more efficient or make people more willing to take risks, like the risks of free trade.
If Democrats do take over one or both houses of Congress, and let's underline the if, will they be able to do anything anyway?
There are two parts to that. One is, what do the Democrats want to do? Do they want to spend the next 2 years investigating and overseeing the Bush administration, or do they want to govern and try and show that they can get something done? I don't think we know the answer to that.
Is that an either or?
I think it is an either or. I think that it's certainly an 80-20 question. You can spend 80% of your time doing one, but you can't spend 80% of your time doing both.
Okay.
And the second thing, of course, is they will not have 60 votes in the Senate, which is what you need to get anything substantial done. And they will still have a Republican in the White House, even though Mr. Bush has been reluctant to use the veto. I suspect he'll be a little less reluctant if Democrats are sending him legislation. So they have to decide what they want to do, and then they have to have a strategy to get Republicans on board if they actually want to accomplish anything.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal, thanks for coming by again.
A pleasure.